Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm so delighted to introduce you to the beautiful and talented Miss Becky G.
Hello.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
So excited to have you in on the podcast today. Introduce yourself and tell our viewers a little, our listeners, a little bit about you.
Well, as you said, my name is Becky G. I was born and raised an LA girl, Cali girl, super proud to be where, you know, born and raised in Inglewood, but I am Mexican American. My parents were born in LA as well, but my grandparents are actually from Jalisco, Mexico.
Wait, and she didn't tell you that she's a superstar, recording artist, super popular.
I do a little something.
A little something, yes. Like 25 million followers on Instagram and YouTube as well, and yep. TikTok.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like that's part of like our new resumes, right? It's like
how many
the numbers, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the TikToks. And to me, it's just so it's exciting because it just goes to show how far we've come as far as like connection with people around the world now. Mm-hmm. It's not just community based, but based on you know, our passions and what connects us in that sense. So it's pretty cool.
It's very exciting. Instagram has kind of leveraged a whole new level of international exposure.
Definitely,
right?
Like for sure.
Your fans following you from all across the world. Where are your biggest followings from? Which countries?
I mean, you know, I get a lot of love from my Latino fam. I feel like me being born and raised in Cali is something that, for me growing up, I always was nervous of like this in between, you know, you're either too Mexican for the Americans or too American for the Mexicans. You can't be in the middle. And I was like, yeah. I am the middle. What do I do? And
same here. I'm like, I'm not Indian, but I'm not exactly 100% American. Grew up here, but a lot of Indian culture.
The cultural experience just makes you feel like you can't choose just one side. I am both. I identify as the 200%, I like to say, I'm 100% proud to be Latina. I'm also 100% proud to be from Inglewood, you know, and I shouldn't have to choose.
Exactly.
But it's really cool that, you know, having grown up with almost that kind of like, I don't want to call it an insecurity, but this like self-doubt and maybe not knowing if I'd be accepted or received the same way as someone who was born in a, you know, a Spanish-speaking country. Mm-hmm. And because of the power of social media and really just being able to be somewhat of an open book, I guess, with my fan base and then really see that I'm not faking anything. I think this generation, the generation that I grew up in and the generations that came after me, they're very smart. Mm-hmm. They're so smart. They know when something's not real. They know when something's not authentic. And so they, I like to say, you know, I don't know if I can say any bad words, you can bleep it out, but they smell bullshit.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was actually really cool because then I realized, I'm like, wow, there's so many others, even from other cultures, that have lived that same culture experience as I have, mm-hmm. which is that straddling two worlds at the same time. And what is the American dream that's evolved throughout all these, you know, years that started with my grandparents? And the truth is like, I wouldn't be where I am today without them, mm-hmm. and without those great sacrifices that they made. And it's exciting to know that, you know, as we continue each generation to put in more work and more work, it just continues to grow. It's really beautiful.
It really is. And you started young. Your success came very young because you're mm-hmm. still just 23 years old, right?
I'm a baby.
Yeah.
I'm a baby.
Wait, how old were you when you had your first big single?
I think my first big single was actually in English. It was a song called Shower. Mm-hmm. And I was 15 at the
Wait,
time.
Wait, sing a little line of it so we
I think everybody knows. Singing in the shower. La da da, la da da. It was like the most cheesy, happy song you can ever, I think, actually sing in the shower.
Uh-huh.
And I was a baby. I was 15 years old. So it's
15,
crazy to it's crazy to look back at that time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And did you have any idea that you'd be so like that song would catapult you into the next stratosphere of success?
You know, it's when I've seen a meme and it's like the route to success doesn't look like this, and it's just like this line that just goes straight up. It's actually a line that goes a little bit up and then a little bit down, mm-hmm. and then way down again and then up again, and as you know, maybe does a couple roundabouts before it gets to where you gotta go. And that's kind of, I think, when I really learned what is like my voice and my message you know, being 15 years old, growing up in an industry that I had been working in since I was 9 years old, you know, and I wasn't like, I wasn't one of those like actor kids where like I had a momager. Like my parents didn't know what they were doing. They had, you know, three other kids to take care of. Yeah. They were like, somebody help us with this child. She has so many ideas. She doesn't stop singing. You know, where do we put her? And I feel like at 15 years old to experience that kind of success was a huge blessing in disguise, because it really taught me what it was going to be like when, you know, I was really ready for it with the message that I was later on, you know, a couple years later going to encounter at, you know, 19 years old when I started my Spanish project. I had a stronger sense of self, a stronger sense of identity as an artist. And that just comes with trial and error and evolution, you know, as a creative person. Mm-hmm. Tupac once said, what's not growing is dead. Yeah. And as an artist, you know, even what you do, right? As a, it's an art form. It's an art form to be so educated on how the body works, how the skin works, how it reacts to certain things, placement of things, and how literally every constant physical evolution. Body yeah. is different, right? So it's a constant evolution. It's important that we continue to be open to learning, you know? And for me, that was one of the coolest experiences, is even though I was the youngest person in the room, you know, my voice was still valid. It was still being heard and listened to. So this collaboration that I started to become a part of at, you know, 19 years old, I felt really ready for and really prepared for.
So when did you realize the power of your voice? Because I think it takes a while. It took it me does. A little while to understand what it meant to have followers and a following, and then to realize that I can actually craft a message and I can be creative and I can be the person I want to be and teach and bring, you know, these opinions out there.
I think I was very young. I was very young, and it's all thanks to my parents. My parents are high school sweethearts. They, you know, they had, you know, four kids by the time my mom was 23, 24 years old, my age, basically. So imagine me with three kids and pregnant with my, you know, fourth baby. It's crazy. Can you imagine that? But, you know, in a sense, I grew up with them. So there was a lot of open line of communication. They were always open to, like, you know, hearing our thoughts and our ideas and, really encouraging us that, like, the sky was the limit, because them themselves were growing too, you know, so they weren't jaded by life yet. They were going on the same adventure as us, really. And I think that for me, that almost, I don't want to call it a sense of recklessness, but that feeling of knowing nothing's impossible. And if you do fail, you just get right back up. So just say what you feel, be real, you know, and that's that. And I was, you know, a baby when I think when I learned that.
That's so true. It's nice. There's something to be said for doing things when you're super young and idealistic, because it's easy to get jaded and lose that hope. But that's something that makes, I think that makes your voice really refreshing, because you're not jaded.
Thank you.
And then I think this idea of starting to speak in your native language and sing in your Spanish project, as you call it, that's so refreshing. That must be such an inspiration to young Hispanic girls everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so, you know. Like, one of the things that we would get called is a pocha. That's someone who speaks broken Spanish, you know, with a name.
A pocha.
That's a pocha, me. Like, you know, you don't speak perfect Spanish, which means, like, you're pocha, and now I call it pocha power. Like, you know what it takes to be able to flip a switch in your head and speak two languages at once and understand two languages at once? I was going to speak Spanish right now. Like, te cuesta. Like, it literally, it takes up a lot of brain power sometimes, but for me, I don't know anything else. You know, I grew up speaking Spanish with my grandparents. I grew up speaking English with my parents, and so I didn't really know anything else.
That's amazing. I think I had the same experience growing up. You don't want to learn your native tongue. Like, my parents wanted me to speak Hindi or the Indian languages, and, like, I just learned it in my head, but I would speak back in English, of course. Like, I wouldn't.
I can understand it, but I,
you know. But I can't speak back. So to this day, we can understand, but we don't speak back very fluently. But it's little broken pieces.
Yeah.
Pocha.
Pocha. That's what we call. But to me, what's been awesome is the more I dived into it, without that insecurity blocking me, or that sense of not embarrassment of the actual language itself, but if I maybe say something wrong, and now I've actually learned more. I feel like I've learned more as time has gone by, And now it's starting to feel like I dream in Spanish sometimes, which is really cool.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Spanish is such a lyrical and beautiful language. I took Latin. I took French.
That's
and
awesome.
And I learned Spanish from my patients, literally. My nurses and my patients. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I love that you're learning it and becoming more, you're probably becoming more poetic with your voice and your songs and everything. So
yeah.
That's amazing. What's your vision for your next 5 years?
My next 5 years, I mean, there's so many different sides to life, right? There's the boss bitch side that's like, I want to take over the world and I want to create businesses and an empire. And then there's the,
you know,
I want to go travel the world and not travel for work. I want to, you know, live a little. I want to maybe have some babies. You know, my mom was a young mom and it takes a village. Why not do it now while I can keep up with the kids? And
so it
can go so many different ways. But I think that's what's so exciting about what I do is, you know, 5 years from now, the sky is the limit.
Yeah.
I myself don't even know, you know?
Do you think that when you become a mom and have these other stages in life, you'll always still be singing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Music for me is, it's just such a natural form of expression for me that I really enjoy. And although I've managed to make a career out of it, you know, I feel like that love for it, it still happens when I'm in the shower. It still happens when I'm cleaning, you know, my apartment and I'm washing the dishes. So it's really nice. It's nice to know that that will always be, I think, a really big part of my life for sure.
Well, what advice would you give to young Hispanic girls out there, girls of any culture, nationality, really, about being self-confident and showing self-respect for yourself? I think you're very real. Like you said, you come across like a genuine person and you want to know you for your talent, not just your looks or your body or your face.
Well, that's super important. I think, you know, even just being here with you, like it goes to show, like for me, self-confidence, building yourself up is just so important. And like, for me, it's doing the, what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Doing what makes you happy, not doing what's, you know, a trend at the moment, not doing what you think people want you to do, whether it's a sound, you know, as an artist, it's a sound, it's like a style of music that you do, or, you know, for looks too, like beauty. I mean, just not that long ago, it's like, do your eyebrows this way, and now it's like, don't do your eyebrows that way. So imagine, you know, like just doing things because they're popular and not because they make you happy. And so for me, it's about staying true. It's about staying true and just being your, like, authentic self, I guess.
Yeah. And take care of yourself, too. I think we have to learn to, like, invest in ourselves. Women do get judged by their beauty and their attractiveness. So although we like to say, no, it's not important, it actually is important to maintain attractiveness. And I don't think there's anything taboo about that. Using the best skincare, taking care of yourself so as you age, you turn into a fine wine, right?
Yes, totally. I mean, that's why we have all these fun things to play with, right?
Exactly. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in to share all your insights. You're such a great role model for women of all ages and all ethnicities, but in particular for my Latina women who I love and who I've grown up with in Southern California. You're a big inspiration.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
That's it for now, guys. Where can people find you on your various handles so they can check out your new music and your Spanish project?
Everything is I Am Becky G. From my Twitter, my Instagram, my TikTok. I just keep it the OG I Am Becky G.
There you have it, the OG I Am Becky G. Go check her out. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.